are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big congratulations to Adam Levine. It looks like he is going to be named sexiest man alive. My husband did come in second. Okay? Yep. So everybody give my husband a lot of credit, even though he is all mine. But good for him. He's the singer on The Voice, right? I mean, he's a singer, and he's also on The Voice. I haven't been watching The Voice that much because I've been just catching up with The Walking Dead reruns and the Breaking Bad reruns and X Factor. But, I mean, the guy could sing. Yeah, I don't know if I would say he's the sexiest man. I'm still really into Viggo Mortensen, even though he hasn't done a movie in a while or I haven't seen one of his movies. So still Viggo Mortensen for me, and of course my hubby. But I guess Channing Tatum follows him, Bradley Cooper. Oh no, recent honorees were Channing Tatum, Bradley Cooper, and Ryan Reynolds. I think this is the People's Magazine sexiest, right? Is it the People's Magazine? Yeah, People's Sexiest Man Alive. You know, I've been asked if I'm going to be the sexiest woman alive one of these days. Problem is by the time I think I hit that popularity in the media, I'll be 70. But you want to know what? I'll take it. Absolutely, I'll take it. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. I am seeing here from USA Today that China is easing their one-child policy because of their baby boom and the growing elderly population. They may allow people to have more kids. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about what this means for having that year extension to get your health insurance or to keep your health insurance that Obama had promised, and what the Republicans are trying to pass and where the controversy now lies. I also have more reports that whatever you think you're really, really getting, right, from fast food, I almost add about 50% calories to what you're eating in terms of the numbers. Many of you men are trying to avoid stroke. Find just simple walking could help. And then a lot of you guys that are online dating, we got some do's and don'ts on online dating. Pretty important because a lot of you do online dating. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no, you know, stereotype or bias with it. Online dating now is, sorry, I'm throwing away a wrapper. I had a bagel for breakfast. I was trying to hide what I had for breakfast. You know what? I've been working out an hour every day, so leave me alone. I've been working out an hour every day. If I want a bagel, I'm going to have a bagel. We were talking about online dating, and this, I can't tell you how many family members, friends of mine have found their mate on online dating. Okay? This is important. You don't want to screw this up. Okay? You put the same amount. You need to, when you do online dating, you need to put the same amount of thought and same amount of prep that you would when you would try to go out and find somebody to date anyway, okay? Don't underestimate the power of the dating. Then, we have a mechanic who has come up with a way to grab a baby's head during delivery. And, I mean, it's kind of cool. It looks barbaric, but it's cool nonetheless. So we're going to talk about that without showing you guys pictures, obviously. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Idiot of the week goes to this Florida man who has been arrested for impersonating a cop so he could get discounts where? At Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Pasco County deputies, according to WashingtonTimes.com, arrested Charles Berry for using a fake badge and flashing a firearm twice at Dunkin' Donuts employees in Trinity, Florida. During his first incident last week, an employee told their manager about a strange man. Mr. Berry tried to pull the same stunt again the next day, but the manager got his license plate number from a surveillance video. We aren't sure where the man got his badge. I'm not sure how much of a discount he got at Dunkin' Donuts, but he has been charged with false impersonation of a law enforcement officer and improper exhibition of a firearm. You know, Idiot. Wasn't there a movie once where somebody was pretending to be a cop and then all of a sudden all this stuff went down? So everybody looked at him to help and he didn't know what to do? Right? He was just pretending to be a cop. I forget what that was. It was like back in the 80s. I don't know. All right. So, again, idiot of the week goes to this guy. Now, this is an interesting study. They say over half of women have admitted that they will wake up being mad at their partner because they had a bad dream about them. If your partner apparently really ticked you off in your dream, you could wake up the next day and be mad at them. Now, this has happened to me where my husband has really ticked me off. But I realized it was a dream and I completely forget about it. But apparently you have a lot of people in this one questionnaire, in this one study done in Europe, that, like, for example, 1 in 20 people regularly give their boss the cold shoulder if they dreamed that they had been fired the night before. They say 4 in 10 adults said their moods are affected by the dreams they had a previous evening. Now, that makes a lot of sense, all right? Two-thirds of the 2,000 adults surveyed said they are regularly in a bad mood with people who have been upset with them in their dream. Let me see. Like, if your husband cheated on you in the dream, I mean, he better flee. Now, I kind of feel sorry, okay, for, you know, the spouse. Okay, you did nothing wrong. You're just trying to get up and start a day. Don't you hate it when your day starts when you and your spouse are fighting? Oh, that sucks. The whole day is ruined. You know, and couples fight, but you want to save the fight for after. You know, you just want to think that everything is copacetic. You don't want to have to worry about home life when you're at work. And now, luckily, I work with my husband, so all I have to do is apologize when I get to work, and I'm good. Although I'm sure the thousandth time I apologize isn't gonna stick. So I think that's funny where you're already starting out on the left. It's not funny. But you're already starting out on the left foot. Okay, when we come back, do's and don'ts with online dating. What you should do, what should you don't, what are major mistakes, and what kind of, you know, I guess makes the union happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, have any of you had any interesting experiences, and where did you screw up, and where were you successful? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Midas Resources. November 14th, 2013, gold opened at $1,286.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,333.13, $666.56 for a half ounce, or $333.28 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,333.13, $666.56, and $333.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications ever for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Okay, now, many of you have actually tried to befriend me on Facebook, and you know, Facebook allows you to have up to like 5,000 friends. For some reason, there was a glitch, and I had about 5,300 at one time, and I had to start to drop some of them, unfortunately, because I needed to, you know, make room. And these were people that I don't think really listened to the show. I'm not really sure. And it was very easy for me to figure out who to drop because I was getting very sultry comments being sent to me. And not, I don't want to say overly perverted, but just going the wrong way about it. I mean, I knew they weren't listeners because I don't like to defriend any listeners. And I knew they weren't listeners because anybody that listens knows I'm a happily married woman. So if somebody starts approaching me, my guess is they don't listen to the show because they would know better. Okay, we got really good people listening in. And so some of the approaches, and I could tell they're single. I could tell they're trying. I mean, you know, you have the ones that are just outright, you know, oh, you know, hey, do you want to go on a date with me type of thing? Or, you know, let me take you to dinner or whatever. But, I mean, you have some people that you could see they're trying and they just don't know how to go. And the reason why I think some of these people that are not the overtly perverted ones don't know how to go or where to take it is because they pick up a lot of lines from, shall we say, movies, right, or TV, and they think TV or movies is real life. Or they have gotten a response from somebody in the past, So, again, you know, just like the Pavlovian response, they think that's the way to go. You know, I mean, I had made that mistake in my college years and high school years, et cetera, where if I thought something was funny, I laughed. And mind you, a lot of my friends were guy friends. So if somebody new kind of came to the bunch and they saw that, I mean, I really appreciated some of the guy's humor. I thought that stuff was funny. They mistook me for thinking, well, then that's how you approach. You see what I mean? I mean, like I just saw the movie Bad Grandpa. All right. Hilarious. Okay. That was hilarious. I love that movie as much as Ted. Now, don't mistake that for you being able to use the same lines on a woman as Bad Grandpa did. You see what I mean? Just because I think something's funny and I could appreciate the humor doesn't mean that's the way to approach me. And so I think that's what, unfortunately, a lot of guys do. You know, or women will kind of feel, you know, we've talked about dating a lot on the show. You know, women will kind of feel out, you know, this potential partner. And we talked about how even beyond looks, you're making the other person giggle or laugh could go a lot longer and a lot farther in that initial meeting than you just looking good, right? I told you guys about this one kid in my medical school class. I told you, one of my friends, we were at the, in UNR medical school, there's this place called The Wall, for those of you from Reno. And I think it's called Waldorf, but we call it The Wall. And so after class, we would always go there. Not always go there because we had to study. But anyway, so we're hanging out, and my friends were in a band. So while I'm hanging out with my buddy, he goes, look at so-and-so in our class. And he goes, this guy is uglier than ugly, but look at he's surrounded by girls. He goes, why can't I get that? I'm better looking than him. Now, he's right. My friend was better looking than this guy, but this guy could make you laugh. And we've all seen it. Sometimes the funny guy that has the least amount of looks is still the one that gets the girls. And so, you know, we found with dating that sometimes a little bit of humor, but you gotta be good with it. And then sometimes being too funny is too much. Okay? I've been around people where it's just, okay, you know, no more performing. No more. And there's a lot of people where they just don't know where to stop. And there's an art to it. There really is. I'm not saying anybody has to be manipulative or whatever, but if you have some humor, you want to showcase that. If you have some good qualities, you want to showcase it. But you also don't want to really shove it down people's throats, and you also need to know when to quit. You also need to know when to back off. See, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away, know when to run. Okay, you guys got the gist? You got to know how to do things. So now we're going to internet dating. Now, this internet dating is very interesting because we see some do's and don'ts. And this is being reported by the online dating diaries from Daily Mail. And they say one big turnoff is illiterate. Okay? I cannot tell you how many of you have approached me with misspellings. Now, I get it. Some of you are foreign. Okay? We have a lot of foreign listeners. We have people listening from Thailand and Africa and the Middle East and et cetera. And so some of you may be learning English. I get that. Okay? I get that. German, Austrian, et cetera. Okay? And I understand if I write back in Spanish, I'm going to have some grammatical issues. I get that. But sometimes when you really misspell, that's a problem. If you misspell the person's name, to me, that's a huge red flag. Because, like, let's say you're Facebooking somebody. And you're obviously clicking on the name of the person you're Facebooking. If you don't spend the time to just double check where it's only millimeters away from where you're typing, you're kind of an idiot. Okay? So don't misspell the name. Now, mind you, a lot of times I give talks and I see the posters and I see the flyers and I see the email blast with my name misspelled. Many people forget I have an H at the end of the name. I don't care about that. But honestly, you know, I mean, think about it. If you guys are, and I'm not saying I want any of these advances. I don't. I'm married, etc. But if I could just kind of school you guys here, get the spelling right. Another thing that is also a turnoff is using single letters for typing. So, like, how are you? And you use an R and a U. to a lot of us women or men, okay, that's a sign of laziness. If you can't actually spell out and punctuate and use some punctuation, that could be a turnoff. Now, mind you, when my husband texts me, he texts very quickly. I don't care. I already know he loves me. You know, I already have him hooked because of the, because, you know, I'm me, you know, so I don't have to worry about him, you know. I'm good. I don't need proper grammar or proper spelling from him. But mind you guys, don't try it. Don't do LOL. Don't do that kind of stuff. Okay. I mean, I understand a lot of people like to do what the, I get that, you know, if you're using that, but you know, just finish the sentence if you can. Be very kind of weird with what they say, quirky questions. Like, for example, here's an example. Would you rather be a penguin in Sahara or a lion in Antarctica? Now, why would somebody come up with a stupid question like that? Well, you see, it's because they're trying not to look dirty or perverted. But a question like that makes somebody on the other side feel like, are they trying to psychoanalyze me? Am I going to get the question wrong? So some of these quirky questions are weird. You know, would you rather sleep with so-and-so or sleep with so-and-so? I wouldn't go there. I don't think that works. Of course, they recommend to not be overtly sexual, okay? Overtly sexual can, like, you know, would you tie a girl up with me? Okay, you know, maybe that might have gotten people far, right, with certain types of women. But if you're now looking at online dating, and I'm assuming you're not doing this for just a one-night stand, you're doing it because you want to find somebody. I know a lot of you are laughing, saying, Dr. Dahlia, you're so naive. But no, don't. You could always bring up sex later. Okay? Now, I understand that a lot of people out there are like, look, I don't want to marry a virgin, or I don't want to find a virgin. Okay? I want to know that somebody will be having sex with me. There's other ways to do that. Okay? We'll probably talk about that on another show. But there's other ways to kind of get an idea, all right, of certain relationships. Okay? You know, one way to tell is, you know, how long was your last relationship? You know, what's the longest relationship you've ever had? You know, once you guys are getting to that stage, if somebody's been with somebody for a few years, whether there was sex or not, obviously that person could keep a relationship, okay? So you don't have to just outright find out if there's sex. And I'm not saying you need to keep a relationship having sex. There's a lot of relationships that don't have sex that could last a very long time before they get married. And the fact that somebody was successful to keep a long relationship, as far as I'm concerned, that's all you really need to know. You got to be careful about being persistent, okay? You want to make sure that there's plenty of time in between your messages. But you also, you don't want it to be too much time where it looks like you're playing really, really hard to get. But you also don't want to look like you're answering the same number of seconds. You know, and another trick I do with a lot of people in the entertainment business, you know, if I think I have a great lead, you know, for something in TV work, etc., I don't like to lead. This is something important with emails also. This doesn't have to do with dating. I don't want to force them to write me back. I like to allow them an out. Sometimes I can't stand getting a message where it's going on, and they answer with another question. When you answer with another question, now I'm committed to go back. Remember, a lot of us don't need that extra work or that extra, unless it's a question that you think we're going to want to answer. Don't go away. We got to finish this up. This is important. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jake from Manhattan, Kansas. Oh, I talk about Manhattan, Kansas, right? Says, how do I send an intro message without sounding forward? I've become friends with a lady on Facebook for a while now and would like to bring up the subject. I'm 55 years old. It's not a bad thing. You could become friends with somebody on social media and find out that you guys have a lot in common. And what's really, really cool about that is you guys become friends with written word as opposed to just looking at somebody and liking the way they look and then approaching them and, you know, not knowing what's going on inside their brain. So it could be dangerous because there could be people that are false, right, on there, and they could be, you know, hiding their identity, etc. So you got to be careful. But it's a good question. You know, you're liking somebody. You guys have been friends on Facebook, which is still a notch up in the social connection ladder. Okay, yeah, you guys aren't coworkers. You're not bosom buddies, but you have some sort of a relationship now for a while. One thing that because again, I'm also concerned about your safety too, is if you do want to approach somebody, a good way to word it, I would say, would be, like, for example, if many of you guys are commenting back and forth on something, and again, I don't do a lot of Twitter, so I don't know if you could post Twitter events, but you know how there's certain events that'll be posted on Facebook. Like, you know, some of the radio stations will have certain, I don't want to say carnivals or certain, like, you know, events or whatever. Or like there's this, there's something that has to do with dogs in the park. And I don't know why I can't think of it. But in our town where I live, Mark and Mercedes do something with animals in the park, which is really, really cool. And they tell people to come to, Petalooza. Is that it? Petalooza, something like that. Okay, so what you could do is very, very casually, you know, you could say, like, let's say this person, her name is, I don't know, Mary, okay, and Jake, your name is Jake, okay, you know, and you know, you could kind of post the event, okay? Now, if she's your friend and she, you're thinking she's dropping you some hints, she may kind of respond to something like that. And then you can message her and go, you know, look, I'm going to be there. I mean, it'd be fun to finally meet, you know, I'm going. Do you want to go? Or if you end up going, will you look me up? I'm going to be wearing this, 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 and this. You see how that's not very, it's not very forward, okay? And I know, you know, Petapalooza or whatever you guys are thinking may not be your kind of cup of tea, but it's a way to kind of break the ice, be in a public setting, and then also be able to make a quick getaway or a quick out if you need to. Now, I'm not saying leave the woman and run, but at least you're not already committed to this dinner at a fancy restaurant. You see what I mean? I mean, now, if you want to take that chance, I think that's pretty cool. Now, if you think you really, really like that person, you know, and take it to the next step, and then, you know, if you think you have a chance with this one person or you think they're dropping lines, you could also go for the very, I don't want to use the word forward, but you could be very truthful. You know? And I mean, it's gutsy. It's where, you know, I know we've been writing back and forth. I usually don't ask people out on a date, but I would love to meet you. You know, I know you're, you know, I'm assuming you're single. I'm single. What do you think? Do you want to meet for lunch? Do you want to meet, you know, you pick the place. And then, you know, she says, no, I'm, you know, not that way. Or, you know, yeah, you know, my birth control is, you know, lowering my sex drive right now. I think you're going to ask me for sex first date. No, I'm not going to ask you for sex first date. I listen to Dr. Dahlia. Dr. Dahlia's show tells us not to ask for sex a first date. I wouldn't do that. Oh, I listen to Dr. Dahlia, too. You listen to Dr. Dahlia? Yeah, so do I. Ah, and you guys fall in love. You see, that's how easy it is, people. That's how easy it is. Okay, so back to online dating. One other quick do not do is if you are, let's say, approaching somebody, et cetera, don't write a whole entire essay, they suggest. And that's good, too. Okay, because that's kind of, it's kind of weird. And again, it's kind of committing in terms of you're making the person read a lot. I have a family member where every time she posts on Facebook, it's this whole big dissertation. And no dissertations, okay? Because a lot of us are very, very, you know, we aren't ADD, but we're very, I mean, we just don't want to sit there and read all that. We're becoming more ADD in terms of, you know, wanting to, you know, just move on. Give me the point and let me move on type of thing. So avoid that. So they say, 6 top tips for a good opening message. Number 1 is keep it short. Be light, easy. You don't want to give away your life story, okay? Because some of those things need to be saved for the date. You don't want to go, oh, gosh, you know, I'm a Capricorn, and I really, really, really love Lord of the Rings, and I want a Lord of the Rings birthday cake. Don't go there. Nobody cares, okay? They say comment on something specific to the profile, all right? So you don't want to look like you're saying the same thing. You know, like you don't want to, you want to personalize it, but you also don't want to look like you're giving them a line. So, for example, if they have a picture, let's say, of them being in Hawaii, all right, you could say, you know, yeah, I went to Hawaii a couple years ago. I went to Maui. Which island do you like best? Something like that. You see, it's very non-forward, very non, in their face, non-sexual. Again, use proper spelling, punctuation, and grammar for the first message at least. Then if you see that they're doing the LOLs or the X's or the R's, then they say you could go and mimic the R's and the X's. But, or the poo-poo. You know how you can make poo-poo on Facebook? I think it's colon, long line, colon, vertical line, colon. I think that's how you make poo-poo on Facebook. Don't do that on the first one. They say, send a message that shows you're interested in me as a person and not just looks. So, like, for example, if they were, let's say, talking about taxes and you kind of know that them online deals with taxes or whatever, you know, you could kind of talk, you know, talk about that. Say, you know, I find that fascinating that you could, you know, not, you know, during tax season stay up 36 hours at a time. How do you do it? A very good way to approach. All right. Let me see. They say, oh, yeah, they say don't always give questions. Remember I told you that I can't stand it when I'm trying to finish a conversation and move on, and then somebody answers back with a whole other question, so I got to go back to the computer and answer them again. Sometimes just give a statement, okay? And then, you know, let's move on. But those are some pretty good dating tips. And, again, if any of you want more personalized advice, just lay it on me. Just ask, and we will I'll email you back. And like, if you want to, let's say, if you're about to send a, your first, you know, hi, I'm Jake or whatever, email it to me. And I'll tell you, you know, and I'll correct your grammar. I will correct, yeah, I know some grammar. I'll correct your grammar, correct your punctuation, and tell you how to do it in style. And we'll see if it works. Well, I know I should sell those. I should. That's a business. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. China has made its first major change to its one-child policy, according to USA Today, in nearly 30 years to grapple with a massive shift, they say, in its population toward the elderly who cannot work and need support. Now, back in 1979, introduced by the Communist Party, USA Today reports that the policy was meant to help the impoverished country feed its people. China credits the policy with keeping family expenses down so parents could easily raise their standards of living. All right, but now there's an issue because you have more and more of an elderly population and less kids. So the birth rate right now in most Chinese provinces is actually very, very low. Many couples don't want to give birth to a second child because of the financial burden. So from what we understand, they're looking at changing. All right. The changes to the one-child policy and labor camps were part of a key policy document released by the official Xinhua News Agency following a four-day meeting of party leaders. This was in Beijing through Tuesday. And let me see what they have here as an official statement, if I have one. I don't know if I have an official statement. All right. Let me see here. Chinese leaders have long held that enforcement of family size necessary. I get that. This was implemented in the 70s. And let me see. They say in 2008, 13 million abortions were done. All Girls Aloud, a group that opposes forced abortions in China, estimates that 10% of all abortions in China are forced. Let me see. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to see what the... Well, I guess we don't have that yet. But from what we understand, they are changing the one-child policy. Pretty damn cool. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so if you thought my last report on what's going on with China was a big debacle, not as big as the whole Obamacare healthcare exchange, keeping your insurance, not keeping your insurance debacle. So you got to cut me some slack, okay? Cut me some slack. It's a Friday. So the House right now is nearing a vote to let people help, to help people keep their healthcare plan. Now, President Obama had, I think he apologized, and then yesterday in a speech, he had said, you are going to be able to keep your health care plan, but of course only until after the next election, the 2014 election, okay? All right, he said a year, but what, it's November, what's today, November 16th? What's the day? November, yeah, right, November 15th, 16th, I think, or 15th. So, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, at that point, I think we figured it out. So we could keep our health insurance if we want to, until next year. And it just really bothers me that they spent all that time this week not thinking about how to help you or I and the American people, but how to help themselves and the Democrats in the next election. That just really ticks me off. But there's been a lot of concern that with that statement, that insurance companies are going to now raise your rates on your current policy. Now, what I'm hearing is they technically can't do that because the rates are supposed to be already prepared for 2014. Now, of course, I mean, insurance company could do anything they want, but from what I understand, if you were going to just go into an automatic renewal with your insurance plan, I'm being told that that plan should still keep the same price. Okay? Although my husband and I are going to be calling our insurance, of course, to try to figure that out. I mean, we got a crappy plan, but it's not as crappy as what we're seeing on the insurance exchanges. It's still cheaper. So we, I mean, you know, we will then keep our insurance plan for another year, just to kind of buy us some time until we got to start spending close to $900 a month with some of these plans that we're seeing. It's about $700 a month for a $6,500 deductible, or if I want no deductible, I'd probably be spending $1,000 a month. I don't have $12,000 a year to spend on health insurance on the healthcare exchange website. No, thank you. But I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about all of you and what this means long term. So from what we understand, the House is definitely moving in like they should and making a law that will protect people so they can at least keep their current plan now. Of course, there's critics now saying that what the House is going to do is completely undermine the whole Obamacare. Right? Where, I mean, if you get to stay on your plan and not buy into these exchanges, in order for these exchanges to work, you need a lot of people putting money in. I think in my particular state, I know there's one of these interactive maps where you can at any time find out how many people have logged on as of a couple days ago, or not logged on, but actually signed up for healthcare. As a few days ago, Alaska was only up at, I think, 59 people for the whole entire state. Nevada, where I live, was about, I think, 519 at the time. And again, it could be higher now. But, I mean, these health insurance exchanges are not going to survive if there's not enough people putting money in. I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, shut up. Fine. You know, this is working. No, no, no. It's not working. Because an Obamacare failure is just as tragic as an Obamacare success. Okay? If this exchange doesn't work, we're still in deep. Okay? I mean, everything started to really, really go sour back in 2009. Just because the exchanges fall through doesn't necessarily mean we're going to get to go back to 2004, 2005. And mind you, that wasn't perfect by any means. It was a hell of a lot better than it was now. But no, I don't think we can go back. So critics are saying, and if critics are already complaining about what the Republicans are going to do, you know the Senate is going to. So there's a chance that this law may not get passed because they're going to go back and forth. I mean, Obama wants it to be a quick one-line statement. Fine, just stay on your insurance for one more year. But it's not that simple. So the Republicans want to make sure there's a lot more protections. The Senate majority Democrat, or the Democratic majority Senate, is going to probably say, no, 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 you threw too much stuff in there. And it's going to be politics as usual. And you know, everybody thinks that their particular party is looking out for them a lot more than the other side, which is why people affiliate with the party or why they vote a certain way. But I still look at everybody up there as still putting their reelection status in at the top of their minds. So, just, you know, all we could do is just sit there and watch and see these guys try to worry about the 2014 election when our lives are in the balance and our health insurance. So, again, any new news today that I could give you would be there's a very, very good chance if you are on your current policy that the 2014 rates are already set. They can't change. So you may be able to lock in that extra the rate you're currently paying. Not that it's wonderful, but you may not have to jump onto the website, the healthcare exchange website. All right. Yet, you know, some brokers are suggesting you want to, what if you're going to make the change now, because the healthcare exchange website insurances are going to jump in price. Now, I can't advise you guys to do that. I'm not an economist. I have no idea where this is going. The only thing I could tell you with 100% certainty is we have a very unpredictable future in healthcare. That's the only thing I could tell you with certainty, that it is an absolute fog as to what's going to happen the next few years. So a big concern we have is this 1 year delay until the 2014 elections, midterm elections, may actually put you in a position where now when you do have to jump to the new insurance, it could be way higher. I don't know what to suggest. I really don't. So this isn't great news. This is kind of confusing. And if you guys get less confused, please share with me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. An Argentinian car mechanic has invented a potentially life-saving device, they say, that can help deliver babies when complications occur, saving mom from C-section. Jorge Odon, 59 years old, designed this instrument that's supposed to be safer than forceps. It's a vent house, or a vent house, they say, which is something that uses suction. All right. The Odon device uses a polyethylene sleeve. And this polyethylene sleeve is fixed around the baby's head to pull the child down the birth canal. So you're basically putting weight on this sleeve. Now, he doesn't have any medical background, but basically was watching a YouTube video of a person removing a cork from a wine bottle using a plastic bag. And he said that after seeing this trick, he realized that you could actually do this with labor. Now, many of you are like, wait a second, you're going to put a plastic bag over a baby's head. Remember, the baby is not getting oxygen by breathing in its nose and mouth. It's an amniotic fluid. The baby's getting the oxygen from the umbilical cord, so this can work. All right? So apparently, he woke up in the middle of the night, told his wife about it. The wife just smacked him in the face to go back to sleep. Anyway, it's kind of interesting. It has this suction, it looks like, on it to grab the baby's head. Then I guess it looks like there's these plastic bells that go around the baby's head before this polyethylene sleeve slides in it. Yeah, mind you, the woman's sitting there with her legs open in contractions this whole time. This is all going into her vagina, but it should be clean. When in place, a small amount of air can be pumped into the sleeve to secure it around the baby's head. The plastic inserter is then removed, and the midwife can then use the sleeve, or the doctor could use the sleeve to deliver the baby's head. As the sleeve is lubricated to make the delivery easier, stop it, guys. And then as the device reduces the amount of contact between the baby's head and the birth canal, it's thought to also reduce the incidence of infections acquired during delivery. Now, this could also decrease episiotomy, tearing, etc. Here's my only problem, okay? If you've ever done a forceps delivery, now I've only done a couple. I mean, I only delivered babies when I was in training, and I've only delivered maybe a little bit over 100. But you have very good control over the forceps, okay? I understand you could pull the bag, pull it, whatever, but you know, pulling babies out, I get that you could suction babies out, etc., but I don't want the hands too far away from the head. There could be a lot of damage there, hyperextension, hyperflexion, etc. And so even though babies are pretty kind of wobbly and a lot more cartilaginous, I would be just concerned about it's still not the same as forceps would. But it looks cool. All right, guys. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.